Revelation is a continuous process. It's continuously unfolding. It's been more than two decades since I was learning in yeshiva formally. But there's nothing like a cold, dark, rainy night at the end of Shvat with disgusting sludge in the streets to remind me of the Mesiras Nefesh of coming to the Beis Medrash after a long day of work, school. And it's a very special opportunity to be able to be in yeshiva together with such Bnei Torah who are Moser Nefesh, carving out time for learning at night, keeping the main thing the main thing. It's a great schus to be here, and thank you very much for the opportunity. Chassidus Yid came to the Slonimer, to the Nesiv HaShalom, and said, Rebbe, I have this fear that after all is said and done at the end of my life, to have all these plans of all these dreams, always starting projects, starting a new Sefer and a new Seder, and every year, big ideas. So many she'ifos. But I'm afraid that at the end of my life, when all is said and done, and I'm dead and buried, they're going to write on my tombstone, Po Nitman Ba'ala She'ifos. Here's buried the guy who had a lot of she'ifos. Every time I start, something else gets in the way, another Yetzihara, another distraction, another project. I can never take it all the way and bring it to fruition. So Nesiv HaShalom looked at him and said, and knew, if I were walking in a Beis HaChaim, if I were visiting a graveyard, and passed by a tombstone that said, Po Nitman, here is buried, Ba'al HaShe'ifos, a person with yearnings, I would stop and daven for my family there at that cave. Svarim sale week was always like a week of big she'ifas. For me, like I'm sure so many of you, you know, like they say, what they say about going shopping when you're hungry, you end up with like a shopping cart full of corn chips and frozen yogurt and cream soda and things that you weren't on your list, but that you just want because you're hungry, not thinking straight. It's she'ifas week here in yeshiva. Say that the altar of Slobodka, in the morning, when he passed by on the way to davening, when he passed by his farm shelf, he'd say good morning to his farm. And then at night, when he'd be going to sleep, retiring after a whole day of Avodas Hashem, he'd say to his farm, good night, good night. I didn't get to everyone today, but tomorrow. Sometimes I feel like when I'm walking past my farm shelves, I just say, stop looking at me like that. I had good intentions. I was hungry. What do you want from me? I was 19. I had my parents' credit card. I wasn't thinking straight. My third year in yeshiva, we learned Bava Kama. So Mishpatim has a very familiar, a very special place in my life. It's the source of so many mitzvahs, benadam l'chavero. So much of our day-to-day interactions with others comes from this week's parasha. The Alter from Kelm, Simcha Zissel, had a great ha'ara. He said, with all of these mitzvahs, over more than 50 mitzvahs in this week's parasha, you would think that in the beginning, the headquarters of mitzvahs ben adam l'chaveiro, there's so many nice things to talk about. Gimilas chasadim, im kesef talves ami, so many ways that Jews are helping one another. Why is it that we start, the Sedra starts with an embarrassing situation, with a ganav, kisik ne'evet ivri, somebody who does an aveira, a thief. Start with something positive. So the Alter from Kelm said it's true. It's true that if this were a human system, if this were a list of laws, if this was structured by human beings, it would make sense that we start in a chiyuvi way, in a positive way. But, Bonim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem, And the Torah HaKadosha is the Ribono Shel Olam's way of interacting with us in the world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our Father, has a son who got into some trouble. He has a son who's struggling, who in such desperation stole. He committed an Avera, he was in distress. And now he's in a situation, now he has to commit full restitution. And he doesn't have the money to pay back. So he's sold into slavery as an Evan Ivri. And the beginning of our parsha is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way of looking for an Eitzah to help one of his children in distress. And that's the beginning of all Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. Ma Rishona Mesinai, Af Eilu Mesinai. Revelation means the Ribono Shel Olam Keviyachol trying to find an Eitzah for Klal Yisrael, for a Jew who's in distress. The Mashpir of Mendel Futterfass would say that in this week's parsha that every single one of us is a little bit in Eved Ivri. Every single one of us is a little bit stuck and sold into slavery with our Nefesh Bahamas, with that which distracts us and takes us away from the main thing. We're all a little bit trapped. And everyone's looking for an Eitzah to make restitution and get out of it. So tonight, in the few minutes that we have together before we formally daven Marv, just to ask everyone to daven. Tonight we're going to daven together that Hashem help us find an Eitzah. Hashem help us find an Eitzah for all of these she'ifos that we have, for all of our hopes and dreams, all that we want, and our tzonos, which so clearly and so deeply communicate the bottom line that we want to be B'nai Torah. My Rebbe here in Yeshiva, Rabbi Simon, always says, let's keep it simple. First siman in Shulchan Aruch, Jew wakes up in the morning, La'avodas HaBorei. First things first, our life has purpose, we have meaning. We see the world through the prism of a Ben Torah. And we see that the world is not the way it ought to be. Shechinta begalusa, it's a world of churban. Hashem's hope for the world being redeemed has not yet come about. Shulchan Aruch says very simply, a person with Yirat Shamayim cries out over that. A person cries out over the churban. And Sif Dalad, Tov Ma'at Tachnunim B'Kavana, Tov Ma'at Tachnunim B'Kavana, Maharbos B'Lo Chavana. And it's good to cry out over the Churban, over the Tzara Shechina, and it's even better to cry out and to beg God a little bit with Kavana than to daven a lot without Kavana. The first direction that we receive in terms of hadracha and formal avodas Hashem and what we say is very clear, is definitively quality over quantity. That value attribution is not quantitative, but that a little bit with attunement, with kavana, with focus, with direction, with intentionality, with kivun, is greater and more valuable in the eyes of the Ribono Shel Olam than a lot. Purposefully, ma'at. Says the Kaf HaChaim, Rabbi Yaakov Chaim from Baghdad, v'chein b'torah. V'chein b'torah. The same is true in learning. Not just in tachnunim for the mikdash, but v'chein b'torah. Tov ma'at b'kavana. Specifically a little bit. The Kaf HaChaim explains, because when we get to the next world, Hashem is asking us, Kavata itim l'Torah. Did you set aside time for Torah? Not how much time, but did you set aside a little bit of time? Not quantity, but quality. Says the Alter Rebbe in describing Seder HaAvoda Kefi HaEmes. Avoda zo eina kemosha toim bezet ta'os gomor. Avoda Kefi HaEmes is not the way we mistakenly seem to think. Shetzorach lefarik harim l'shaber slayim, that we have to smash mountains. The Ibriker in the Velt, he says, to turn the world over. Rather, Ha'emes HaGomeru, So kol avoda b'fol, every action and avoda that we're engaged in, ezeshiyu. B'kavona amitis u'maspik, it's enough, a bracha b'kavona. One bracha b'kavona. To hit that speed bump before we eat, before we drink, after we use the restroom. To recognize the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Mevartim Davenin Kedibay, he says one word of tefillah properly. Bachanas Halev, or Yedil, if Nei Mish Miata Omeid. With a moment of kivun, of attunement, of breathing it in and knowing what I'm doing. A pasuk chumish bi yediyah shu dvar Hashem. One pasuk in chumish with a recognition that this is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Midatova lakarev libo shal chavera ba'ava. Litchaber, to connect just a little bit. As the tzaddikim been known to say, you can do no great things. Only small things with great love. Isn't that really the essence, the symbolism, the machtzis ha-shekel, we're laning the Shabbos? A matbeah shel eish. To be mamen b'ktzas, to believe in a little bit. What, the Ribbono Shel Olam couldn't go with a $100 bill? With a 200 shekel star? Specifically a half a shekel that's on fire. Because every Jew's little bit counts. Every single one of our little bit contributes to the Binyan HaMikdash. Nismach LaParshas Dinin LaParshas Mizbeach, Rashi tells us. The Sanhedrin were across from the Mizbeach. They had to be connected to the Mizbeach. They were drawing from there. Because Torah is Avoda. Torah is an Avodas Hashem. Torah is fire. And when it comes to fire, one little spark, a little bit of light, dispels all the darkness. It's not quantitative. One of the Bali Yetza, one of the Nekia Hadas B'Yushalayim, who was a Skan Mashkiach here, Chaber, living in the presence, by Dr. Benji Epstein, shared a first-hand Maisa from someone that he was working with. A first-hand Maisa, we heard it from the Rosh Yeshiva himself. He was there, he saw it. Rav Steinman Zatzal was a person who was filled with Simchas HaChaim, anyone who had the privilege to be Chazanish number 5 or see him, he was a person who was very much alive. He was Leibedik. But one time, this person who was there noticed that Rav Steinman was like a little bit extra. He had a little bit of a jump in his step. Almost on the verge of like a rikud. I asked the Rosh Hashiva, like, what? Okay, what's happening? You know, it's simcha in the family. You know, maybe someone's making a siyum or something. And Shlaiman said, I just gave half a shekel to tzedakah. I said, okay. Half a shekel to tzedakah? Okay. You have some loose change in the pocket. You want to unload it? Give a penny. Take a penny. It's not. He said, the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal said, I had a machshava earlier in the day about the Kedoshim and the Shoah. I had a thought of the 6 million. And I was mitztayer over the Churban of Europe. I was mitztayer over the loss of the Jewish people in the Churban Europa. I had a thought that I wanted to do some avoda, something, l'zecher nishmas l'nishmas the Kedoshim in the Holocaust. I gave half a shekel, l'luyin nishmasa. So the person looked at this. I mean, you could get more disproportionate than that? 6 million, half a shekel? He said, the mitzvah of tzedakah is nitzchias. It's nitzchias. Fulfilling a mitzvah is nitzchias. It's eternity. A little bit is infinite. And in the world of the infinite, half a shekel is worth all the money in the world. To believe in a little bit, it's what it means to become a big person. I was looking through the kontrasim I bought over the years. Every time I went to the Rosh Hashiva, to Rosh Steinman, I'd buy one of the kontrasim, 5 shekel. The Divrei Chizik, by the door they sold it. Ayel Rashachar, Divrei Chizik. I never bought the Chidush Manshas, but the Divrei Chizik for 5 shekel, new. And Tavshin Samach Gimel put his money where his mouth was, so to speak. Said Rosh Steinman, Lulma Torah Harei Zad Zadavar HaMa'ula B'Yoser. It's the greatest thing in the world. Talmud Torah Keneged Kula. They call Echad Tzarech Ladas. Ki kol ma'at Torah shalomdim, every little bit of Torah that we learn, harizim atzil et ha'olam, it saves the world. It's a feirish nefesh ha'chaim. Every letter of Torah, every word of Torah, let alone every pasuk, every effort in Avodas Hashem, sustains this world and all of the olamos. Choni Bellino is going to Lein Vayakel Pekudei in Paran as Bar Mitzvah. 259 psukim. 259 psukim of Vayakel Pekudei, Para, in the Sixth Street Synagogue, or every shul in the world, every single letter of every single pasuk, it's Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's infinite. Sustains the world. Says the Noda B'Yehuda in his Drashos Hatzlach, Cheskel Landau was not a person who was exaggerating in his writings. The Gemara Brachos tells us that since the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Ein lo Kodesh Baruch Hu Bo'olamo, El Arba Amos Shel Halacha Bilvad. The Gemara Brachos says only that the Ribono Shel Olam has four Amos. Ask the Noda B'Yehuda what the Ribono Shel Olam couldn't get Platinum 1K, couldn't get an upgrade, couldn't, like a little extra leg room, an aisle seat, an exit, top platinum, something. Why so mitzumtzam? Arba Amos Bilvad. A little harchava. And he quotes the same mashal that the Rebbe Melech quotes about what happens after the Churban, how the king is forced from the palace, Keviyachal, and has to run to the fields, to the wilderness, to the countryside, to take refuge among the peasants. And there the king, not in his regular place, finds refuge in the home of a simple peasant. Says the Noda B'Yehuda, when we learn Torah, when you and I learn Torah, we are that peasant, that simple villager, that Pashat Yid, who's opening up their home to give the king refuge. Lahamtzi makom manoach l'shechina. To create a place of refuge for the Shechina. Misha mekadosh b'limuda makom l'shechina. And someone who in their learning opens up a space for divine indwelling. Sham timtza manoach rav va'atzum. There'll be great harchava there. There'll be yishuv hadas. There'll be the ability to breathe deep, to escape from the craziness, from the chaos of the world, from the responsibilities that we have in our day jobs, in our school, in our obligations, to take a deep breath and remember who we are, that we're with Hashem, that we are a chelek elokam imal, that the Ribono Shel Olam is busy looking for an eitza for us to make restitution, to self-actualize again, to bring the world back from a place of churban to a place of rebuilding through Limud HaTorah. And if you feel like it's this little shed, this little shack, what's my learning? How many squeeze out a few minutes at the end of a day? Where I sit in shir and I half pay attention, half don't. To focus on that part that I did pay attention. To be thankful for that moment that I made it to the Beis Medrash. Or that I wanted to do a little bit more. That I opened up the Sefer. Ein la Kodesh Baruch Hu ela mekom v'shaito. That place there, that place of Tzimtzum, is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in the world. With us. V'ata simu alev eich biyotchem adavar lahazmin hashchina etzlechem. Pay attention to what the Behuda says. Pay attention to the great privilege and opportunity that we have every single moment to open ourselves up and welcome in the Shechina. Just a Kotzker's yard site. Where does God dwell? Wherever the stolel is, wherever we let him in, wherever we allow the Ribono Shel Olam to enter our consciousness, to create a place. V'im Talmud l'chavana zo, and if we have kavana in our learning in that way, says the Noda B'Yehuda, kamarav scharchem. Sure, iefshar l'shayer klal. We can't possibly imagine or measure how great it is. V'im katan adavar be'enav, and if this is something which is smaller and significant in our minds, know how great it is in the eye, in the mind of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The tzaddikim understand this. 10 years after Rav Nosson was married to the daughter of Rav David Tzvi Orbach, Gadol Ador, Poskei Ador, after mastering Nigle and making a significant dent in Nistar, we see every single page in Lekutei Halachos from Rav Nosson Breslover is unfathomable reach in Torah. 10 years already after it was established that he was on the Gadol track, he was on the accelerated track to Godless, he came to Rabbeinu, he came to Rav Nachman. It was 1803. I remember the first time I read this. It didn't penetrate in the deepest way, but I remember when it was. I remember where it was. I was in First Hall. I was reading through Fire and Water. I read the following. Rav Nosson says very clearly, after spending day and night in learning, day and night, without eating, without sleeping, in a way which was not the way our parsha tells us, to be Anshei Kodesh, to be Mensch L'Chelig, like Reb Gidel Eisner would say, the Gerem Mashgiach, to be Mensch L'Chelig. He was otherworldly Helig. Kodesh this Karavti L'Rabbeinu Zal, before I came close to Rabbeinu, Kimat Haiti Rachok Milimud. I was far away from learning. I was far away from learning because I wanted to be one of the masmidim. I had great she'ifos to be a masmid. V'kevan shebati lebeis ha-medrash, and when I came to the beis medrash of Reb Nachman, v'nizdamin li'ez ha-meniyah, I would come there to the beis medrash, ready on fire to learn day and night. And if I'd hit some type of snag, if I hit some type of interference, somebody would be talking to me about something in the news, or somebody would come and offer me a snack, or I'd be looking out the window, or whatever his menios were. Shelo aisi yachol teichef lilmod kirtzoni, which would interfere with the way I imagined my learning seder and planned day was supposed to go. Amarti ach ma'at. See, when he thought that the whole thing in life was to be a masmid and learn a lot, when things didn't go exactly the way he was hoping it would, he would be broken. He would throw the baby out with the bathwater. Right, go big or go home. Go big or go home. All or nothing. Go all in. Shayali pam upamayim v'shalosh. That I'd come to learn with my big shifos and my big ideas and my big plans to be a masmid. I saw that I couldn't get it all, so I'd throw in the towel. No, tomorrow. I'll start tomorrow. Obviously, I'm not going to be able to do my learning beritzifus during Shovim today, so I'll pick it up tomorrow. It happened again the next day. And Nachamol on the third day. Ad shnafalti liyeyosh. Until I just said, those were the demyonos of a bacher. That's what I was when I was Shana Bet. Okay, I was learning with a kolo guy at night in Shana Bet in Israel, in Eretz Israel, in Yeshiva, and I thought that I was going to be something but lamaisa. Come on, let's be realistic. That's not what it is. So, I'm not even going to do it a little bit. V'ne'asti batlan gomor. And I just became a total batlan. Because go big or go home, all or nothing. Amnam shnis karavti l'Rabbeinu Zal, but when I came close to Rabbi Nachman, Amar li odot zeh, he said to me, regarding this behavior, this attitude, this mindset, Abissel is oich good. A little bit is also good. Kshabati achar kach l'beis ha-medrash ra'iti she'ineni yachol l'mod harbei, ki ima'at. When I came and that time happened, that day happened, maybe he had midterms, maybe he had finals, maybe he was dating, I don't know, he was married, but maybe he was busy with whatever he was busy with. He wasn't able to achieve the hasmada that he had aspired to. Nizkarti b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal, abisl azoich kut, alamarati ma'at. And I learned a little bit. Achar kach amarti la'atzmi elmod, od ma'at. And then I learned a little bit more. V'lamarti od ma'at, and then I learned a little bit more. V'im'at v'od ma'at, na'asesi masmid. Not by learning a lot, by learning a little bit, and then a little bit, and then a little bit more. The ikur is not to learn a lot. If we don't believe in a little bit, we don't really believe in a lot. Go big or go home. The goal of being a masmid, l'shem being a masmid, is just gaiva. We dress it up in nicer terms, in she'ifas dika terms, but it's gaiva A to Z. It's true in every aspect in avodas Hashem, in tzedakah, in avoda, in chesed, in tefillah, Talmud Torah. Like Rav Sabag says, Rabbi Nachman talks about the importance of saying Shemos HaTzadikim. Saying the names of Tzadikim turns nature over and sweetens all the judgments. We look at the book, there's thousands of names of Amoraim, Tanaim, people in Tanakh. Who's going to say these names? And besides, what am I doing saying these names? So I don't say any of it. So what, are such a Baal Gaivi? Can't you say Rav Shimon Bar Yochai? Can't you say Rav Nachman Ben Fega? Can't you say Shem, Cham, Yafes, Rabbi Kus Badai? So hard to say the name Choni Hamagel. How much Bittul Torah have we caused because of our Gaiva? How much Bittul Torah have we caused because of our Hasmada? Because of our delusional Shi'ifos, being something that we don't really believe in. Because if we believe in a lot of Torah, wouldn't we believe in a little bit of Torah also? No, it doesn't work that way. Because if we quantify our relationship with Hashem based on quantity, that's the measuring stick, we haven't created a place for the Shekhinah in our lives. When it comes to fire, when it comes to light, the Iker is a little bit. It's good to learn a lot, but it's much better to learn a little bit. How many Mishnayos haven't we learned? Just think about how, if not for ourselves, to have Rachmanas and Ribbono Shel Olam. How many Mishnayos have been lost to Klal Yisrael? Because I can learn, I'm going to pick up a Mishnayos and learn one Mishnah. I'm learning. I can learn Gemara B in 3 hours. Why should I learn a Mishnah? How much Mesilas Yesharim has been lost because I'm going to take an English Mesilas Yesharim with me on the way? No, I'm not a seminary. I'm going to take it with me. No, I sat in a Mesilas Yesharim Chabura. I have the Bulvavi on Mesilas Yesharim. I should take it with me and learn one line. If I'm not going to learn a Perek a day, so I'm not going to learn anything. How many Blat Gemara have been lost if we're because we can't keep up? How many Tuprakim of Day of Tanakh or Bast? How many words of Torah, how much light, how much manoach, the Shekhinah, has been lost in the world because we can't get over ourselves and learn one pasuk, the Kavana, to take the instruction of the Shulchan Aruch, to understand Ratzon Hashem, that abyssal is oich good. How much bittul Torah? I was with my Rebbe once in the Beis HaChaim in Bnei Brak. We didn't find a grave that said Po Nitnan Baal Shifas. But when I was walking with my Rebbe, we passed by the Tzion of Rav Shach. And on the side of Rav Shach's kever is a selection written from his tzava. Rav Shach was a Jew who learned Torah, who encouraged the study of Torah in mass quantities. But at the end of the day, in Rav Shach's tzava, says, I implore all of my students, I'm begging you, if you learned anything from me in Torah or in Midos or in Yirat Shamayim, asu chesed imadi, do a chesed with me in the next world, v'yomadu ba'ad li'lu nishmasi, and learn for the sake of the elevation of my soul for my eternity, afilu mishnah achas, just learn one mishnah for me. Umachshava achas shel musar, one thought, one hira tshuva, v'haya zeschari, and that'll be my merit. Ma hafti Torah secha kol hayom asichasi. We sing it at the end of every siyum. But really, is that true? Is everything we're talking about all day Torah? From the time we wake up to the time we go to sleep and what we're thinking about at night? No, we're in school. We're in class. We're busy here. We're hacking. We're ordering pizza. We're not always talking Torah. What's David HaMelech talking about? Ma hafti Torah secha kol hayom asichasi. Really, we're talking Torah all day? It's on the paruchas, an Ezer Yisrael. I look at it every single morning. Kluger explained pshat. That's not what it means. David HaMelech is not speaking on our behalf. Yes, we love Torah, but we don't talk Torah all day. But like a parent who's bragging about the accomplishments of their children, disproportionately so, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, ah, look at my children. Ma hafti Torah secha. How much do I love your Torah? The little bit that you're learning. Kol hayom isichasi. The Ribbono Shel Olam is talking about it all day. V'imkatan adavar be'enav. If we think that our efforts in learning, our efforts in steiging and growing, in Yirat Shamayim, in Midos, in Chesed, in Medel Mechaveiro, in Shmir Seinayim, that our efforts in Kedusha, that our efforts in progressing toward becoming Tamiri Chachamim is not a big deal. V'imkatan adavar be'enav. Davar gadol hu be'enei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are times when life happens, and And our Talmud Torah, not in quality, not in quantity, not in Ritzifus, not in Hasmada, not the brand of the Mizbeach, not the fire of the Machtzis HaShekel. There are times when life happens and our Torah is not that fire. And it's not Ma'at B'Kavana. We have great Shifos and Ritzonos, but we're stuck. The Eitzah is Ma'at. A little bit. Ma'at V'od Ma'at. And then after that, another Od Ma'at. With heart, with Kavana, with fire, L'Shem Shemayim, for Tzara Shechina, or not. Or not. We all have those nights and those days in our lives where it's or not. And it's in those moments where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was looking down at us and saying, ah, Ma Ahavti Torah Secha. Thank you for opening up a little bit of a place for me in the world, of a world of Chorban, to have Manoach L'Shechina, for me to rest with you. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was always looking for an Eitzah for us. If we just take the Eitzah of the Tzadikim, believing in a little bit, knowing that Abyssal is Oich Gut, Mirtz Hashem will keep the main thing and bring great Nachas Ruach to Hashem.